بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شارف اب الب شیخ ابو الرومی وقت تبریز طور شاہ حکیم محمد اقبال صاحب نور اللہ وکلو. The title is رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو. سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو. سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو. رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو. رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو. پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو. غالب نہ ناس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. غالب نہ ناس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو. ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو. دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو. دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو. ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو. ہر ایک گناہ سے ہمیں یا رب فرار ہو. یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو. یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو. بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کہ وہ کوہسار ہو. بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کہ وہ کوہسار ہو. جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو. دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. یا رب تیرے کرم سے تو کچھ بھی نہیں بعید. یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید. رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو. رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو. عاصی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے. عاصی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے. پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو. پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد It's a very beautiful poem for Honorable Tilawat Dada Shaykh Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah give us the tawfiq and ability that these qualities come into our lives. Hazrat says, Rahmat ka teri sar pe mere abishar ho. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your rahmat and your mercy must fall onto my head like waterfalls. Come down great amounts must come on. So Hazrat says, Ya sajda me sar ho. Chasham bi yu ashkabar ho, that I am in sajda, or actually it's like a dua also, that I must be in sajda, or I am in sajda, my head is down, and my tears are flowing from my eyes. And when this happens, that this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, the rainfalls and the waterfalls of Allah's mercy is coming upon me. Many times in a person's life, when a person feels regret, that how I have spent my life, and now a person goes into sajda, and he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. And Allah ta'ala is showering His mercy upon that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw that person close to Him. So this is a very, very great quality. When a person goes into sajda, at certain times you should go and with a heavy heart and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just three tears have to come out from a person's eyes. Three tears is sufficient to put off the fire of Jahannam. And if a person, he cannot even cry, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has told us, Ibku, fa illam tabku fatabaku. That cry, and if you cannot cry, then at least act like you're crying. You go into sajda and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't cry, act like you're crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even then the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come pouring upon a person's head. Then Hazrat says, غالب نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. It should never ever happen that the fires of desires overpowers a person. Because when a person, this is a fire, the shahwat and desire which comes into a person is a fire. And suddenly it lights up, and where it can take a person. And one place, what we have learned from our mashaykh, that the only thing which will put off this fire of shahwat and desires is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is by zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring a person under control. A person is always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying in the company of pious people, and he is punctual with his zikr. Many times you ask, somebody says, I can't control my eyes. I was controlling it to a great extent, 3 months, 6 months, and now I find I can't control my gaze. I just start watching TV again. I stopped watching TV so many months. Now I got my cell phone, I'm watching again. So then you ask the person, are you making a zikr? You say, no, I was making my zikr before, but now I got up at lacking my zikr. So you see, there's your problem. You're not taking your spiritual food. How can you expect then to get spiritual strength now to fight off that gunas in that sense? So now obviously all the desires will come into a person, overcome a person, and we should be very, very careful. Allah protect and save us. This fire of shahwat which comes to a person, it must never overcome a person, because as our buzurgs mentioned, thori der ki lizzat, hamesha ki zillat. For a short while a person enjoys himself, and then forever and forever a person is disgraced, embarrassed. No one in society wants to see him. His own family kick him out. His wife doesn't want to see him. His children don't want to see him. And it was a bit of enjoyment for a few seconds. And then a person himself regrets, what a stupid fool I was. What goal I had at home. And how I went and spoiled myself. So a person has to make a lot of effort before that to get the marifat connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it ever happens that the examination comes, Allah ta'ala tests a person, then it becomes easy for a person to abstain because he has made effort upon himself. He has got the istihadar in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in himself, that Allah is watching me, akhirat is in front of me. Now it becomes easy for a person to abstain. But on the other hand, if a person hasn't made any effort, then now the examination comes, the trial comes, the test comes, very, very easily a person falls into these gunas and sins. May Allah protect us. So we should never become overcome with this fire of shahwat and desires. Dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. In my heart, I mustn't have any other. My heart must be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the effort we all have to make, every single one of us. One muraqabah, when you are making our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is la ilaha, we are taking out all other gods, all other deities, all other thoughts. Even a person has to eventually deny himself, negate himself, that I cannot do also. The love I've gotten for myself, I have to negate that also. That woman which I love, I have to negate that also. Everything a person has to take out, because otherwise he's putting something else in the heart. Whereas our buzruks mentioned that every part of the body has got a function. The eyes have got a function, and the function of the eye is to see. The ear has got a function, the function of the ear is to listen. So every part of the body has got a function. And the function of the heart is to love. Allah has created it. But that love is supposed to have been solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we put anything else in that heart, we are putting the wrong things in that heart. And that is why, because the wrong things are in the heart, a person is living a life of misery, a person is living a life of, he's got no sukoon, no peace of mind, no contentment. All the time he's parashan and worried, because why, he's got the wrong thing in his heart. So in a person's heart, there mustn't be anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mere labo pe zikr tera bar bar ho. O Allah, on my tongue, all the time I must have your zikr. I must always be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mere dil pe bafeze zikr, mera purv in this world. A few days ago, Maulana Jafar Sahib, Taun Barakatu, mentioned very beautifully that Allah has created two parts. We've got our physical body and our spiritual, the spiritual self. When Allah sent us in this world, our physical body is made of sand. So we all our, the nutrition and whatever nourishing the body is made from sand also. And on the other hand, Allah has given us a spiritual self, and this has come from the heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the food is from the heavens, the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Then he said Allah has given us a heart. The one heart is our physical heart. We all got a physical heart, and it's working, our body is working. And everyone's body, physical heart is working from day one. But together with that, Allah has given us a spiritual heart. And that spiritual heart is closed. There are many locks on that heart. And in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ftah aqfala qulubina bidhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of our heart by your zikr. So as a person starts making the zikr of Allah ta'ala, and is punctual in his zikr, daily he's making his zikr, whatever is prescribed, and he's remembering Allah ta'ala, he's making his tilawat of Quran, and all of these things. Now is the month of Sha'ban. The ulama used to say in the past, they used to call it the month of the Qurra, because the people were used to read Quran Sharif in great abundance in the month of Sha'ban, in preparation for the month of Ramadan. If a person doesn't prepare for Ramadan, and now the Ramadan comes, and suddenly he says, hey, tomorrow I'm going to start fasting, I'm going to read so much of paras of Quran, he'll do it for 2-3 days, and then he'll fall flat after. But from before already, Rajab, the person's supposed to have started. In the month of Sha'ban, increase tilawat of Quran, zikr, etc. So in the month of Ramadan, now a person will, it'll be easy for a person to continue flowing. So anyhow, this the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by when a person continuously makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the heart becomes filled up. It becomes a garden. Enjoyment comes into it. Now all the filth and dirt is taken out. Now a person's heart is at peace. Now a person gets the true enjoyment in life. Hum sabku teri yaad se hasil hai qarar ho. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let every one of us, through your remembrance, get the peace of mind, the contentment of heart. Because Allah bi zikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Only and only when a person is drowned in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will the hearts of people find contentment. And our elders mentioned from Tafsir al-Mazhari, Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that it's like a fish which is in water. Allah must make us like that. That when a fish is taken out of water, how the thing becomes uneasy, and it wants to go back in the water. Similarly, when our hearts come out of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't find any peace of mind, no contentment of heart. But when we are drowned in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person finds true enjoyment in his life. Allah make us amongst these people. Dil bhoolne se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. That when a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person must become beqarar, he must become uneasy, he mustn't have any enjoyment, and he wants to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even worse, when a person goes into sin, as before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got that fear in him. And he's got that uneasiness within him. So he's getting some enjoyment, but not full enjoyment. He says, that's actually the sign of iman within a person. That Allah sins, if we are involved in sin, it's wrong. But whenever we make a sin, make tawbah immediately. The blackness of our heart is removed. And then always a person says, that Allah make our heart, whenever we forget you, it must become beqarar. It must become uneasy. Har ek guna se mujhe ya Rab firar ho. Yek lamha aasiyo mein na mera shumar ho. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me run away from every single kind of guna. And there are so many gunas and sins today we are involved in, as our, we have learned from our Hazrat, that we have to continuously make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every sin. Many things which we regard maybe as piety, that we are doing a good action, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepted also. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. That Allah must do good actions, but not just good actions, such good actions which you are pleased. So even after doing a good action, we do not know whether in the court of Allah it's accepted or not. So maybe it's regarded as a sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we do not know so much because Allah has given us so much of wealth. What and what sins? And people don't even regard them as sins. For example, our weddings, and how much of money is wasted in there. Honeymoons which people are taking. And then our jamming has become a culture today. People are running to the jams and what things, gunas and sins are taking place there. And then we're getting the holidays people are having. How much of money is wasted. Places we are going to, gunas and sins are taking place there. Allah, our time and our wealth, but we are just whiling it away, wasting it away, and we don't even realize that we are falling into guna and sin. Allah Ta'ala, open up our heart, open up the eyes of our heart, so we are able to see right from wrong. Basti ho ya chaman ho, ke wo kohsar ho, jao jidhar bhi dil mein, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not now I'm together with a lot of people, so now I'm very, very pious, but now I want to go myself somewhere quietly. Then I'm involved in, Allah knows you at home and Allah knows you out of home. At all conditions Allah Ta'ala knows a person. So, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't we know Allah is watching us? Allah is looking at us. So at all times, wherever I go, I must be prepared to sacrifice my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَبْنِي كَرَمْ سِمْفِنِي on the day of Qiyamah. And when a person makes tawbah, one benefit is Allah wipes out the files of that person. So inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we look at our book of deeds, we won't be embarrassed in front of it. And you see how many things you spoke, you feel embarrassed after that. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, all of the files will be opened. Allah protect us. Ya Rab, Tere Karam Se Ye Kuch Bhi Ho. Oh Allah Ta'ala, there's nothing far from your Karam and your kindness. That on the day of Qiyamah, your mercies upon us is countless. That you just send your mercies and mercies upon us. This is nothing far from the Karam and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. We are not worthy of it in the least, but we beg to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to grant us this. Aasi Agar Ho Muttaqi Tarke Guna. Day after, just continue remaining away from sin. And you will remain a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And whenever you fall down, you make a mistake, again make tawbah. And again you will become the wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then when a person has taqwa and piety, then on his head, he becomes worthy now. So it becomes very easy for a person to abstain from gunas and sins. As our elders teach us, that together with our fast, our normal three fasts we are keeping, eating, drinking and sexual desires, from the morning till the evening, keep another six fasts. Fasting of our eyes, fasting of our ears, fasting of our tongue, the fasting of the other limbs of our body, our hands and our feet, the fasting of our stomach, not eating haram, not eating doubtful, not overeating, and fasting of our thoughts, not to get a holier than thou attitude. If for the 30 days of the month a person keeps this fast, complete fast, a proper fast, inshallah this will help a person tremendously for the remaining 11 months of the year to abstain from all kinds of sins. Allah give us all tawfiq, and any person will become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rab, fida ho tujh pe, is akhtar ka har nafas, tawfiq aisi aapki leer o nahar ho. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let my life, Hazrat says, my life, my every breath become sacrificed on you. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give us such tawfiq day and night. Remember, we are very, very weak, but we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned one beautiful dua this week from Hazrat. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil walid. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil walid. O Allah, protect us like how a small baby is protected by its mother.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه لي متقبلا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First, before we start, one sunnat, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, always speak of one sunnat so that the sunnats can become again alive. Sunnats are the real special quality of this ummah. And as long as we will stick to the sunnats, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will be upon us. And not difficult to understand, many of us might still remember that time when we used to buy rice, etc., dal, etc., all these things. Lot of dirt was in there, pieces, twigs of grass, some stones, etc. And the women who folk had to sit hours cleaning it. Today, such machines there are that it comes absolutely clean. No dirt in the rice, etc., completely clean. So, like those rice, when we bought that rice, we bought a kilo of rice, whatever the price may be that time or even today. Then we were paying for the stones also at the price of rice. A stone is heavy, rice, a grain is very light. And in fact, one beautiful thing, one wise man said, that in every cup, the whole universe is in one cup of tea. And in fact, the whole universe is one grain of rice. If we have to think, the whole world, the universe had to work to make that one grain of rice. The light, the rays of the sun had to shine. The rains had to come for the rains. What, according to science, evaporation takes place, condensation takes place. All that had to be done. And then the winds had to blow. And then the ground had to be there. And then a tractor had to plow the ground. The tractor, where it was made, the list cannot come to end. The whole universe is involved in one grain of rice. And this is all the system of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah is working the system of His in a most fantastic way which we cannot understand. And that is one of the reasons why we have come together here to understand who Allah is. Allah is not a five-letter word. Allah is a great, great being. What the powers, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. We say we believe in Allah, but we don't know who that Allah is. We hear the adhan 5 times. And each adhan 6 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. In any aspect, east or west, north or south, how great is not Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So anyway, one grain of rice also, the whole universe is in the making of that one grain of rice. So we used to buy it, and with all that dirt now, it comes completely clean. But that grain, that stones, we were paying for it the price of rice. And then when the woman folks sat and they cleaned it and they throw the stones out, the twigs out, now that stones, nobody will pay a single dime for it. Not 1 cent they will pay for that. Now it is separated. So just like that, we are like stones. We are like the thorns. We don't have value. We know what we are ourselves. Our evil thoughts we have. Our one namaz we make, where are our thoughts? Where and where don't they go? Allah Ta'ala, who has done everything for us, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. Those who are coming for namaz. Others don't even, we hear the azan, but we don't even respond. And we respond, but still we've come physically, bodily in the masjid. But our minds are everywhere else, but in the masjid. So we are like those thorns. And the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like that rice. So as long as we stick to the sunnats, we will be also bought at the price of rice, at the price of the sunnats of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great thing! As long as we stick to sunnats, but when we have taken sunnats out of our lives, from morning to night, and sunnats are not just a few outward things; it's a complete lifestyle. From the morning when we get up, do we read a dua at that time? And what a dua. Alhamdu. And alhamdu, what a great thing. We just take it for granted today. We don't realize the value. Just that all praise belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the first thing that comes out from your mouth. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana, who has given me back my life again. When we are asleep, we didn't know what is happening around us. Sometimes we are so deep in sleep. For example, the wife goes to the toilet. We never hear a thing about it. Sometimes the watch rings, but we are so deep and we don't even hear the watch ring. And who is it that brought this life back to us again? Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا. After he gave us death, he brought us back to life. And what the each one dua of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what treasures Allah Ta'ala has filled in there. This reminds us also, when we will die and go in the qabr, one day we will come back to life again. Alhamdulillah, then on the day of Qiyamah, that we will say we are brought back to life. In the qabr, Allah let us live our lives correctly, and it will be a life of enjoyment in the qabr, for as long as it is, and then to come to the life on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. We are reminded in there clearly, and we will be returning to Allah. So every sunnah, there are great, great values. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the sunnahs, to practice, to have the love of the sunnahs, to practice on the sunnahs, and to propagate the sunnahs also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. So one sunnah that I wish to mention today, so just imagine, very, very easy. And that is sunnah, so easy, but the value is so great. That sunnah is, when we step out of our house in the morning, step out with the left leg. That is also a sunnah already. And during these times when people are far from sunnah, one sunnah has got the value of 100 shaheed, 100 martyrs. One martyr, what is the value? And yeah, 100 martyrs for bringing the sunnah. So from that also, where the reward is one side, we can gauge the value of the sunnahs by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So that one sunnah, we step out with the left leg, that's already a sunnah. And we read the simple duas, three duas, it is really one dua. There are three phrases, three parts in the dua, and all are so easy, all of us know that dua, but Allah give us tawfiq to remember at that time. What is that dua? Bismillah. Which Muslim doesn't know Bismillah? Tawakkaltu ala Allah. That also we all know. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One dua, Bismillah. Read, Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So easy. And immediately a farishta, an angel, is deputed to give you in return three duas. And what valuable duas. The one dua which is really, really applies to us today, that angel gives us, wuqita. You have got your protection for the day. You are going out, you are leaving the house. You might just step out and you don't know who you bump into. Hey, there may be somebody waiting for you, some crooks or somebody. Or you might just come, how many people just reversing the car? There, accident takes place. You didn't notice a car coming. He didn't notice you reversing. This happens. How it happens, we say, it's impossible. How can such a... But it's happening all the time. But when we read this dua, Allah's protection. That you have got your protection. Kufita, your needs of the day will be fulfilled. Why we leave home? Because we've got our necessities and our needs. And how many of our things are not getting done? But you get the dua of the farishta, 100% that dua is accepted. Kufita. Hudita, your hidayat for the day is also guaranteed. Today that is also a thing. We know what is happening. How easily we can lose our iman. We've got the passport of Jannat. We can lose that passport. And then we've got real, real problems if we have lost it. And then to get it back again, it's also a real job. And the real life is the life of the akhirah. This is a temporary life. And Allah has been kind that He has blessed us with the passport of Jannah. He has given us the visa of Jannah. We have got it. It's for us to look after it. So that also, that your iman will be protected for the day. So easy. Let us make that intention that inshaAllah, that whenever we leave home, we will read these three duas. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the reading it, the sawab of it is different again. This is one benefit. And that you have made amal on one sunnah. What do you earn the rewards? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. And give me and all of us. Many times we just talk, it's a talk shop. But we don't make amal. Or we just hearing, the amal is not there. So the amal is very, very important that we practice upon this and get the great rewards from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before carrying on with our subject also, just by way of a little bit of introduction, today is a time, as we hear from our friends commonly, that we are hearing lot of all problems taking place. This group, that group, and this person, that person, all lot of confusion. People say, I'm very confused, I don't know what, which direction to go, who to follow, etc. Especially with the WhatsApp messages, etc. All the time messages are coming, and what messages, the problems that are happening in this part of the world, that part of the world, this person has got problems, that person has got, individually, in the family, in the community, and the whole ummah, and the whole of mankind also. We are facing problems. These things are going to carry on coming. Just to give an example for that, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahab, Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, used to give this beautiful example that a camel driver who goes with his camels, and in the desert there is no water, and perhaps after some days he comes, he finds an oasis. Now his camels must drink water, and there will be enough water, they must store up that water. When he goes there, the person in those days, this example, that he has got his own made machinery with big drums on it, tins, or fastened on a wheel, and they go and into the well or into the dam and scoop water from the well and throw it into the dam. But they make a big noise, all the tins and that, they make a very big noise. So this camel driver, he tells the person of the well, the person who is giving water, that stop your machine. Because with this noise, my camels cannot drink water. They only will drink if there is no noise. So he says, if I stop the machine, there will be no water. So your camels will have to drink with that noise carrying on. So here also, all the noise of the dunya we are hearing. This is happening, that is happening, and we get involved. And now we say, hey, I don't feel like going masjid. I don't know what to do. I don't feel like making my tilawat, etc. So, you can cut out that noise. We cut it out. Don't be interested in all that. What doesn't bother you, just leave it out. And you just do what you have to do. So, yes, still, it is possible to cut out the noise. Unless you're in such a position that you have to know everything. And everyone can gauge, all of us for ourselves, whether I have to know all what is happening. This person is writing a bad message about this person. That one is writing about that person. All, do I have to know all this? Yeah, we can cut out the noise. Just leave it out. And alhamdulillah, quite a few friends have told us that we just cancel all our groups that we have got. We saw that now the person is writing, I'm going to toilet. Now, what do I have to do? He's going to toilet. Now, perhaps he's even writing what kind of a workout he has. Every small thing is just going on there. And it's going around. So he said, I just cancelled all this. Delete it. We can delete all this. So we know these things are happening in the world, but how much does it concern me? How much, or is it just my evil inside, my nafs which is evil? I want to know all the evil that is happening around the world. This one is saying that one is saying that. Really, just cut it out. Today, how much we fall into? We just start a subject. And then we hear now what the people have got to say. Hey, this is all the evil of ourselves which we don't recognize also. So we have to get out of that. And especially this time of the year, throughout the year, really when we see our elders, our buzurgan deen, as we heard now, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's Ash'ar, which are beautiful poems, that not for one second, O Allah, I must be unmindful of you. Let me be mindful of you all the time. And this is what is going to be of value. The moments of ghaflat, unmindfulness, those are terrible for us. And worse than that are those times, not moments, but how long times we spend in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Hey, those are the worst times of our lives. When we have displeased Allah, who is our maker, creator. And how didn't Allah make us? Look at the little child in the womb of the stomach. What and what didn't Allah fit in there? Hey, Allah, today you got a lung problem. It's a big problem. You got a kidney problem, is a big problem. You got any other problem, heart problem, is a big problem. How many things there are? All those things Allah fitted in that small little baby. And with what perfection Allah fitted it in. And when we came into this world, also Allah brought us like a perfect body we had. Everything was perfect. We went and spoiled it. What we started eating, we ate the wrong foods. And we spoiled it with all the bad, what we spoke and all the wrong things that we spoke over the years. One person says, I wish I could kick my youth. Because in the youth, what and what things we do, how many wrong things we do. And then in old age, one person gave a beautiful example. One old man at the age of 100, his 100th birthday, He's jumping up. People say, old man, you're jumping like this at this age. You know, you can have your knee can get dislocated, your hip. And what big problems. He said, I got no worry. I looked after my youth. Allah looks after my old age. Today, our youth. And at that time, a person is like what we heard now in the poem, that a person, that ball of fire of lust which comes in a person, that I just have to commit this guna. I must watch this this filthy thing on my phone. And it's late at night. It's 12 o'clock. Let me look at another film again. Hey, you are alone in your room. Nobody knows. Your wife is sleeping. You sleeping. Your wife is awake. She is watching something. The children are alone in their room. We waste our time. Then the eyes. Otherwise, if we look after our eyes properly, wallah, I say, we won't need these glasses also. If our food was right, if everything and we came up right, but it is sad that we only realize this when it is too late to say. But by Allah, it's not too late. Our Shaykh had a terrible accident. And your car has become like a sardine tin, completely flat. Or even not so much today. Just little bit, a few knocks here, there. They say beyond repairs. It's a write-off. But by Allah Ta'ala, you can be the worst ebb. The lower, worst condition of a person. بِقُوَّتِهِ الْقَاهِرَ Allah's great power and force. That which is the lowest and the worst, Allah makes it the best immediately. They were terrible conditions. What sins they were involved in. But Allah used them, not only that He made them great awliya, but they were the means of millions of people becoming walis of Allah and the awliya of Allah. This is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So, yeah, by Allah, a person can never be a write-off. Till the last moments of maut comes, when sakarat comes on a person, and now he knows he's going. Or when qiyamah will come on its time, but for us, mainly our qiyamah is our maut. When that comes and we didn't make tawbah. But as long as Allah has given us time, Allah gave us, and Allah has kept the doors of tawbah wide open. And what beautiful du'as also we have been taught. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has taught us one beautiful du'a. Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alimun. Oh Allah, don't disgrace and humiliate me. You know everything what I have done. Which nobody else knows. You know what I have done. As Maulana explained now, that over one day's things what we have done, just record it. And Allah Ta'ala knows more than we know ourselves. We would like to forget, or we forget also. But Allah Ta'ala, it is. But what a dua, Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alimun. Wa la tu'adhibni fa innaka alayya qadirun. And don't punish me, O Allah. You got the full power to punish me. And Allah save us. Many times some of our friends also write or say that Allah's anger is on me. Allah is angry. If Allah is angry with a person, we won't be. Like one time I told a doctor, I've got some pain here. Yeah, I think maybe it's a gallstone or some stone in a kidney or some. He says, if that was the case, you think you should sit like this now. So if Allah punish us, you think we should sit like this. And Allah's mercy also, He brings conditions on a person. Sometimes difficult conditions also. It's a ni'mat. It's a blessing from Allah in disguise. Allah wants you to make tawbah. So Allah brings those conditions on you. So now you come to your, my gunas are affecting me. Let me make tawbah. Now you make tawbah from the bottom of your heart. Oh Allah, forgive me. Now your gunas start flashing in front of your eyes also. I did this, I did that. And now you realize you make sincere tawbah. So though the condition seems to be bad, but it is a mercy of Allah Ta'ala, a blessing in disguise. So keep this in mind. Don't be obsessed and overtaken what we are getting on our phone, what the people are talking. We come masjid, we sit in the wuzukhana, stand outside, we're talking these things. We go out of the masjid, we are talking of these things. We go to a funeral, we are talking of these things. We go to a wedding, we are talking social functions, we are talking of this. Just ignore all that. And let us get busy with what we have to do. Let us concentrate on ourselves. As also somebody has explained very beautifully, that we all are very worried what is happening out there. And when we are worried what's happening out there, we don't worry about ourselves. And what we have to do, worry of yourself. Correct yourself. Correct how much you can correct outside also, do it. But first and foremost, worry about yourself. How beautiful, beautifully Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali, Adamat Barakatuhum, has written that everyone is worried that people must come right. That people got this weakness. Just see what kind of weddings they are making, what kind of this they are doing, what kind of that they are doing. And they're not worried of coming right themselves. So he says that each human being is like a country of his own. And in every country there are many provinces, many states, whatever they call them. This body of ours has also got many provinces. Province of the brain, of the eyes, the tongue, the ears, hands, legs, all different provinces. And you are the president, you are the prime minister without elections. Whole life you are the president. And you got no opposition in your government also. It's your government and you're not going to govern for 4 years or 5 years or 10 years. You are for a lifelong you are the president. So all you have to do is bring the laws of Allah Ta'ala who is your maker, creator and who has given you how to live. Bring that laws in your life. And everyone does that. Everyone is right, but the problem is we are too worried of everyone else, not worried about ourselves. We have to worry about others, that's also our duty, but not at the cost that we don't worry about ourselves at all. We have to worry about ourselves. So this is an ideal occasion of the year that the month of Rajab has come in, has passed already. We are in the month of Sha'ban now, then we are going to Ramadan. Golden period is here. Hey, this is a period like a businessman when December comes, end of the month comes, or some holidays are coming, and the people then get busy buying, etc., shopping. He looks after that time. He doesn't waste. They will never find a shopkeeper that for in December at that time, and he's a retailer, and he says shop is closed, the owner is gone for a holiday. No, not at all. This is that those months particularly where no holiday whatsoever. This is the time we have to get busy now. So one thing that we usually remind our friends first, ourselves, may Allah give us tawfiq in the month of Rajab, particularly let us try and see that we get our namazes in order. That we start performing our 5 times namaz. If we are doing that, alhamdulillah, think of it and try for myself first. One alim has just written, he says, today our talks don't have effect. The reason for that, he said, the speaker has eaten to his full. And when you have eaten to your full, your talks don't have any effect. And he says, the listeners have eaten to their full. So then also the talks don't have effect. When you keep your little hunger, and Allahu Akbar, Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, most probably said, a person who eats twice a day, he won't know what is hunger. And today we, how many times we eat? This snack in between, that snack in between. But today we are weak, we eat, but this overeating of ours, too much of, and that also destroys our whole stomach and its system. Those people who used to eat so little, their wuzu for the whole night, we make wuzu before Isha, after Isha, we have to go make wuzu again. It's a big night, we have to make ibadat, we can't make ibadat, wuzu is just breaking all the time. Those people who used to control, this is what is called control of the nafs. And just see what is this control of the nafs, we know, ourselves included, others also. Allah save us all, I'm a diabetic for example. But now some wonderful sweet dish came. So what I said, I'll just take an extra insulin injection. But this I can't. We have got no control of our nafs. Anything else that just comes, my blood pressure is very high. I've been warned, don't take salt. But when that samosa or that pies come and all that, now I just can't resist it. And together with that, the chutneys and everything, I'll take one extra Nexium today. I'll take this one extra today. Then I'll be sorted out. So that is a control of the nafs. And Allah forgive me, I'm nowhere there. But till today there are those friends of ours, we see that how much control they have got of their nafs. On their eating, on their sleeping, on everything, what control they have got. May Allah bless us with. This is what we have to work for, to control our nafs. Our nafs are gone, just loose, and they just do what they want to. So this our namazes, for the month of Rajab, take this lesson to correct our namazes. Our five times namaz a day that we read. Then we try and read it in the masjid and with jamaat. Then we try to be in the first takbir, the first rakat, we try to be with the imam. Today we all are satisfied. I come in the third rakat, I come in the fourth rakat, I made it for jamaat, I just got it before salam. And we have to ask the masala also, while the imam was making salam, I just sat down. Have I got my jamaat or not? No, we should try. There are occasions, we are humans, sometimes something happens, we can't make it. But we should try to be there with the first takbir. And Allah make it that I'm not just talking and not taking it to my heart. We're not taking that, just we have to have a program so we are talking. But this is what we have to try and bring into us. And then please try and correct our outward postures of namaz. Allah reward our friends in the Khanqah, in the Ramzan. The whole month we do a beautiful kitab, Anwarus Salah, to how to bring the reality of namaz into our lives. And namaz is that ibadat, if it is corrected, our whole life will be corrected. And when our life will be corrected, our deen, our dunya will also be corrected. And on that our akhirat will also be corrected. So namaz is that one ibadat. If we can correct this namaz, everything of ours will be corrected. So the outward postures, then the inside of our namaz, that also our concentration and devotion. We start namaz not even like a button press. We just fold our arms and we have gone through namaz and we made salam and namaz is over. Two rakats, four rakats behind the imam and no thought that we are even in the masjid, etc. All this we have to work on. And then our qaza namazes we have got. Many of us have got qaza namazes also, which are also very important that we fulfill them. We are in arrears with Allah Ta'ala. With your merchants, you are not paying them. They don't want to supply you goods. They tell you first pay your account, make some agreement. What you going to pay every month? So we are in arrears with Allah. We haven't made how many namazes and we are expecting Allah's rahmat goods to be delivered all the time. First clear our backlog what we have got. To settle it and then see Allah's rahmat. And also at the same time for us also, and particularly our ladies, the qaza rozas we have got. And many ladies every year, during Ramadan we can keep, but yeah, ladies normally, they must have about 10 rozas a year, less, more or less or whatever it is. And then it becomes hard to keep it. And procrastination sets in. I'll keep it. Before you know what, next Ramzan is here already. And you have, many have got years and years of qaza rozas. And perhaps we were young at school, at college, just for fun's sake, or just to show somebody I can do it, we broke a roza. Which is a very serious matter also. But now we have to keep that 60 rozas and the qaza of that roza also. If we have got such rozas, and alhamdulillah, Allah reward our friends. So many have reported, I completed my 60 rozas. It's possible. And people are doing it in these times. They are doing it. Ladies are keeping their rozas. When they realize this, they are keeping their rozas. So namaz is a very important thing. We just take it for granted. If there is nice philosophical talk is given now, and our solutions in worldly things we show, everyone is very interested. Otherwise, this kind of talks, we fall asleep also. This talks don't interest us. But this is really the real solution to our connection with Allah is right. It comes clearly. You correct your matters with Allah. Allah will correct your matters with fellow people. Today we are more worried about the worldly things. We make our connection with Allah, right? Allah will correct our connection with all the creation. Allah give us tawfiq. The month of Sha'ban is here now. We are in the month. And this is one highlight of the month of Sha'ban. Is the 15th of Sha'ban, which is known as Laylatul Bara. The night of becoming pure, seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith. Allah comes very close. In other words, Allah's great mercy. My banda, what are you asking? And whatever we ask, Allah is prepared to give it. And among the real things to ask is for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And there are so beautiful du'as. The few I mentioned. One other very beautiful du'a which comes in the hadith sharif. In fact, one sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, and he said, hey, what, how we will put it forward, hai mere guna, oh my sins, I've committed so much, I've committed such a terrible sin, I'm finished. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, read, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi, wa rahmatuka arja min amali, indi min amali, oh Allah, your forgiveness is much more spacious than what my guna is. My gunas are terrible. They are the worst. But compared to your rahmat, it's nothing whatsoever. And oh Allah, your mercy, I have got much more hope in your mercy than the actions I do. My two rakats of namaz, my tawbah namaz, oh Allah, accept it. We don't know if it's, but Allah's mercy is so great, so great. Allahu Akbar. Look at Hajjaj ibn Yusuf Thaqafi. The famous Hajjaj, who really, like you can call him a manslaughterer in a sense also. How many people and what? If you had to judge me, and you had, my mother you are, you make a judgment for me for Jannat or for Jahannam, what will you make judgment? I'm your child. She said, I'll make judgment of Jannat. I know what you are. If it was in my hands and to make the judgment, I will make judgment of Jannat for you. He says, my Allah has got more mercy than all the mothers of the world. Hey, the human beings' mothers, the animals, with their little ones, etc. And how the animals look after, Allah's mercy is much, much more greater. So Allah's mercy, so we must never ever lose hope of the mercy of Allah. No matter which ebb we have reached, no matter how bad, but Allah's mercy, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, he put it so beautifully. He said, losing hope, it comes in the hadith, the rule, that if you lose hope of the mercy of Allah, it is kufr. And everyone fears kufr. Now we heard the sound, that I become a kafir, I lost my iman. We are frightened. So Allah put it that, so don't go there, it's the red in the gauge. Don't go near that red. Always have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's mercy is very, very great. We can't ever imagine. So we must never ever lose, no matter what gunas we have committed, but have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, this is not license for sinning. That now we think, well, Allah's mercy is there, we can just do what we want to. No, not at all. We must protect ourselves. And Shaitan is that evil enemy of ours. When he wants us to commit a sin, he says, you can make tawbah. Allah's mercy is very great. No problem. You just make tawbah. And really it is such, you make tawbah and Allah does forgive you. But when you committed the guna, now I tell you, you think Allah will forgive you. You were a person, you made this guna. You forget it. He puts now, he makes you helpless. He makes you hopeless. That now I got no hope. So we must do the opposite. The time of guna, we must fear Allah. And if perchance a guna did take place, now I have more hope in the mercy of Allah. So anyway, this is the month Sha'ban that we make tawbah. Don't wait for the 15th of Sha'ban, then we're going to make tawbah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if like this in a bayan, a majlis is taking place, and it came in your heart to make tawbah, don't think I'll get up to Hajjut time and make my tawbah. Don't think I'm going for Umrah and by Kaaba Sharif or by Rosa and Mubarak, I'll go and make my tawbah. Now make your tawbah. As we are sitting here sincerely, we make our tawbah, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us. Maulana said, before you get up from the majlis, you are waliullah. You are already a wali of Allah, you have made tawbah. So much is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we must make sincere tawbah and we protect ourselves from all sins completely. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Then the month of Ramadan, Maulana Musa referred to how we should keep rozas, but all that is a lot of detail. Roza of the eyes, roza of the ears, we don't look at haram, we don't hear haram, we don't think about haram. Otherwise, even in Ramzan today, how many gunas we are committing? So we have, then if it's not, Ramzan is not a matter of a month of staying hungry. Ramzan is a month that we must fast, not just staying hungry. It comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif. Many people get nothing from their roza but staying hungry. Roza, fasting is something else, and a hunger strike is something else. Fasting is something else, and staying hungry is something else. Fasting, with all the requisites of fasting, that is called fasting. And when we will do, fasting is a great ibadah. So great, Allahu Akbar. Can we imagine, amongst the many other great virtues of fasting, on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be giving account of their deeds, and that hot sun will be coming, will be right down, and people will be sweltering, and people will not be properly in their minds. At that time, those people who fasted for Allah Ta'ala will be sitting in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And what dishes will be in front of them? Not a 10-course meal, not a 20-course meal, what and what? And you can eat to your delight. Your eating will, you just carry on. You don't have to worry, I'm too full, I'm going to put on weight. There you don't have to worry of Nexium, and you don't have to worry of insulin. No, nothing whatsoever. You eat just for enjoyment, and it gets digested also just like that. Imagine, this fast are not small things. They are very, everything of our deen is valuable. May Allah let us appreciate it. And this month that is coming, try to free your time. In the Darul Uloom Azadwal, we have a program, mashallah. Some brothers have already, how many have indicated they're coming for full 40 days. And the programs take place, and the whole, we try to balance it for what everything. You get your rest also, you get everything, and you get an opportunity to reflect on yourself, you get an opportunity to rectify yourself, and how many brothers have written such good reports, how they benefited from this. So try and make ourselves available, or anywhere else, wherever. But this is a period that is a valuable period. Let us not waste this time. We don't have to give up our earning and livelihood. We carry on with that. But this is a valuable period. Like a businessman in December, doesn't mean he doesn't come home, he doesn't eat or anything. No, he will see to everything. But his business is the most important at that time. So we also, during this period, let us realize, may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.